Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh. That's awful.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Chrissy. Say hello to Conan and Sona.
Hi, Conan. Hi, Sona. This is unbelievable. Oh.
Wow. Chrissy, you are a dose of caffeine right to the heart. You've got you've got a little Conan pop doll there. That's fantastic.
Yes, that and a Conan face.
Okay, well just be be careful, Chrissy, because all Conan memorabilia is made very cheaply and it's all 100% asbestos. So
yes, it keeps them falling down.
Yeah, it could explode. In flames at any moment. Chrissy, where are you right now?
In Baltimore.
You're in Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Chrissy.
I am a dental hygienist.
Oh.
And yes. And I loved when you talked to Jack Black all about when you go to the dental office, you never wait. You just go in and say, I'm here.
Yo.
And you just get in the chair.
That is my, that's my attitude. I like to walk into places and say, I'm here and I'm ready. And I do that in emergency rooms. Other people will be severely injured. And I just like to walk in and go, I'm here. I've been on television for 3 decades, and I demand immediate treatment for my slightly ingrown hangnail.
Just like when the Invisible Man was on.
Don't bring that up. Chrissy, you sound like someone who listens to the podcast
lot. Every Mondays and Thursdays are my favorite days. I started running. I was training for a marathon, and I tried listening to the classics like The Scarlet Letter, and no, it was nothing.
Wait, you were jogging to the novel The Scarlet Letter?
Yes.
Yeah, no one.
And I wanted to jump off a bridge the third time that they discussed the letter.
Yeah,
no one
jogs to Hawthorne. you can't.
I can see why.
Now listen, you can jog to Emerson or Thoreau, but you can't jog to Hawthorne.
No.
You just can't.
No, you can't.
So
I started listening to you guys, so I feel like you run with me. I feel like you're with me all the time, and I absolutely love it. It's been fantastic, I tell you.
You know what we should do is if you listen to this while you run, let's all give her a little inspiration while she's running right now. When this comes out on the next whatever Thursday, she will hear us inspiring her to run.
You got this, Chrissy.
Yes.
You got
Come
this.
Come on, Chrissy.
Come on, Chrissy. Let's go.
Chrissy.
You got it.
The last time I listened to Bill Hader again, like the second time, you and Bill Hader.
Yep.
and it was a 10K, and I came 11th in my age group. And then I did a 6K and didn't listen to anything, became third in my age group. But oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
You guys just.
Well, yeah, wait, this
wait
doesn't
a minute.
Check
Hold
out.
On. Chrissy,
maybe you should go back to Hawthorne.
Chrissy, what you're saying is that when you when you don't listen to the, when you listen to me and Bill Hader, you come in 11th. When you listen to yes. nothing, you come in third.
Yes.
So why are you.
Well, because I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, yeah.
That's a problem. Yeah, you know, we have some people, this is nice, but I've had a lot of people tell me that they get in trouble or they get thrown out of the gym because they're laughing at the podcast, which is a compliment.
Yes.
But I guess when you're wearing earbuds and you're laughing loudly, you look insane.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't take much for me to look that way anyway, but that does put me over the edge just a bit when I come up behind somebody and I'm laughing. And Matt and Sona are so stinking cute.
Hey! They're good. They're downstairs. I don't know. I think they're sleeping.
She's yeah, not, mine's out yeah, on a walk.
Yeah.
Oh, is she? Oh, that's yeah. nice.
Yeah, alone. Yeah, Matt's yeah. daughter is out alone wandering.
She's walking. Yeah.
And Sona hasn't seen her children in weeks. She's not really a hands-on mom, but that's her way. Well, this is exciting to talk to you because, you know, we love doing the podcast, but it is really nice when mm-hmm. we talk to people that are really listening to every episode and apparently listening really closely for the hidden satanic messages that we put in there. You know, and I'm glad you're a dental hygienist. I was at my dental hygienist and I was complaining about tooth pain and they
yes.
found an abscess. They found
oh,
an
no.
abscess on my back molar and I just had root canal. And so,
so it wasn't your sinuses.
Wow, you're good.
Wow.
I'm all over this.
At first, wow. they didn't see any sign of any decay. So they thought it might be the sinus. And so I followed that course of treatment. And then it just came back with a vengeance. And I said, nah, it's the tooth. And sure enough, they found mm-hmm. out. So I got a root canal 2 days ago. And I'm feeling good now. It's feel. I,
yeah,
I feel.
Yes,
I recommend
good.
Everyone go out and get root canals if you need them or not, because they're fantastic. It's really good, and you get some great.
Thank
fill.
You. Yeah. People love that. Well, I tell people all the time when they have their mouths open to listen to you guys because it's so funny. That's the first thing I talk about the podcast.
Do you get a lot of resistance from people? Or are they like, I fucking hate that guy?
No, I have sharp instruments. There's no resistance.
I love that. I love that you. You're converting people to our podcast by pretty much torturing them the way Laurence Olivier did in Marathon Man to Dustin
yes.
Hoffman.
Is it safe to listen? Do you attend the university?
Whoa. Very good. Boy,
Chrissy.
You have an encyclopedic memory for media.
Yeah. Do you seem to know your movies, Chrissy. Are you a movie,
yes.
are you a movie buff?
Oh, Turner Classic Movies. I belong to the wine club.
Wait,
what? Tell us about this.
Harold Lloyd.
Wait.
Oh.
Harold Lloyd. Turner Classic Movies.
There's a wine club associated with Turner Classic Movies?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, so what are the wines? Are they themed a certain way?
They'll come and you can kind of choose what kind of wine you like. And then I get like a case every week. No, every couple weeks.
Now we're talking.
And it is, and they'll have something on there. And, you know, just like the voices when you say hello, you know, by the dancing around the mulberry bush or something, you use all the old movies. I love all the old movies too. So
wait, I didn't know what
Harold
you just said.
Lloyd.
What was, oh, that was Harold.
When you do the whole thing about State Farm and you start singing, oh, by the sycamore tree.
Oh, okay. God, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I realized it was nonsense I've said. But wait, so this is basically you love old movies and then you found a way to combine alcohol with old movies.
Right.
Yeah.
So what? How do
they'll
choose?
Say they'll pair it up.
How do they choose that? Because mm-hmm. Turner Classic Movies getting fast and loose these days. I saw like Cannonball Run 2 is on there now. Is there a wine for that?
Not yet.
It's a boxed.
I'm hoping they're making it.
It's a very mediocre boxed wine
by Jamie Farr.
Yeah, it's a Jamie Farr Beaujolais. I have a question. Do you think they'll ever do? This is just a side thing, but I wonder if there'll be a wine club for like Saturday morning cartoons for kids. You know what I mean? So you can.
I hope so. Yeah.
Those
still
don't seem to cross over, but
right.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna have a couple grandbabies, so Saturday mornings might be a good time to pop open a bottle and you know chill out with them.
Get them started early. Yeah. I always say.
You know, wait, the wine.
Bugs, Bonnie, and somebody.
Yeah. The wine is for the kids or for the parents watching the kids.
Depends on how they're acting.
Oh, okay.
Just a little tip. tip for you new parents, you know, sometimes a little little rum on the gum settles them down. You know what I'm saying?
It works for daddy.
It works for daddy. Enough for daddy, and I don't care what the kids are doing. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. Mm. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest Doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest Doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah.
And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. So you're a runner. Good for you. You know, can I ask you a quick question? I am a rather tall gentleman, and I've had people tell me, a lot of people, because I started running recently, and people are very vocal that I shouldn't be running. I get that a lot. They're like, you can't be running. You're 6'4". You're too tall. You're too big. You can't be running. It's bad for you.
Well, look at a giraffe. They have long legs, and they're quick, and they can run.
Yeah. Look at a giraffe.
Or that thing. What was that thing you used to talk about outside of the used car lots?
Oh, those inflatable socks.
Yeah, you see those jogging all the time.
Yeah. Chrissy, you just made me feel like awful. You said, look at a giraffe. Look at a giraffe. That freak of nature runs.
Yeah, look at Slenderman.
Why can't you
run? They're perfect.
Yeah. If Slenderman can run.
I'm short. So it's easy. My legs are like this long and this wide. So you just, you know.
So we should run together. We'd be a funny duo, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what, you're a runner and it looks like so, because you've got great energy. Do you get that? Do you hear that a lot, Chrissy? You're very, you have, you're like a nuclear powered person. That's the sense I get from you. You know that you have a lot.
Yes.
And I love that. I commend you on that.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've been diagnosed with hypomania. I have the maniac part, but not the depression. So that's what I.
Whoa.
Oh, this took a dark, I'm sorry, this took a dark turn here, Chrissy. Oh, thanks a lot, Conan. I've been diagnosed as hypermania. I'm a complete maniac.
But not depressed.
Have you? That's good. You know, a little
mania is coming through, though.
Yeah. We're getting,
don't worry.
Oh, okay, take it easy, Chrissy. Easy on the wine, Chrissy. You know, alcohol is a depressant, so maybe that helps balance you out. Maybe
a little bit,
maybe that's why you have a case of week while you're watching old silent movies.
You got to, you know, they kind of pair them up with the silent movies.
Yeah.
So they'll tell you, oh, okay, so if you're going to be watching the silent movie this week, do the Harold Lloyd, the Petite Sirah.
Yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
What it is.
Yeah, man, Turner Classic Movies is really going for it.
I think it's clearly just a front now.
I know. I don't think they're making any money on the movies. And so it's clear that they have figured out a way to, hey, you know what sells well? Alcohol. Let's move some alcohol. Hey, it's Jimmy Cagney month. Make sure you get your Pinot Noir.
Yeah, get your arsenic and old lace weed.
James Cagney. James Cagney, I have a huge poster of him in my basement. Like as soon as you go down, it's like Jimmy Cagney down there.
Right.
Angels with Dirty Faces.
Ooh, that's one. You know what? That's one of my favorite movies as a kid. Angels with Dirty Faces.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I love
best.
That film.
The ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not spoilers. No spoilers.
Okay, I won't.
But wow, you're quite the character, Chrissy. I'm going to give it to you. You are a nuclear energized runner who has an encyclopedic knowledge of our podcast. You are a dental. You are a dental hygienist who bullies people into listening to us. You drink way too much while you watch Turner Classic Movies. You have mania, so you go downstairs after you've had a lot to drink and you shout at a Jimmy Cagney poster.
You got it.
I love it all. Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a question for me, Chrissy?
Well, I think one of the questions that I wanted to ask you is if do you like seeing your dental hygienist? I mean, now that I've found out that you had your root canal and things went well, I'm glad. But I was just wondering, do you like, because now all my patients love that I will talk about this podcast. And one of the things that does help is I use all your funny lines. So people do get more comfortable when they sit in the chair.
Wow.
So
I'm glad to know that I have funny lines.
Matt and Sona do
good,
too.
Good.
good. Yes, yes.
Matt comes in, man. You got some real good ones. I like when you talked about finding a cousin between the walls or something. Something was dead in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I barely remember that.
Matt's very funny. He comes in with some very good, sharp quips. And Sona very reliably tells me I'm an asshole. And people love that.
Love it.
Love it. and an idiot and a fool.
She doesn't.
We have a nice thing going here and we have a really good time. I'm going to say, I don't know if anybody gets excited about going to a dental hygienist, but I do feel the difference. And the big thing that I've noticed is the way they scrape tartar off your teeth. I've always thought, when are they going to come up with a better way than just taking an ice pick and scraping at tartar?
Yeah.
You'd think they would come up with a hypersonic wand that they wave around your mouth three times and all the tartar falls out. But
that would be good. That would be good.
It feels like tartar removal has not changed at all in 600 years.
It hasn't. Maybe the instruments have gotten a little smaller, but other than that, we're still banging it off, you know, kind of things like that.
Oh my God, you're jackhammering now. Have you ever done any improv? Because you have very good space work, Chrissy. You're good at miming.
I know.
Have you ever gotten up on stage? Probably. I bet you charge the stage all the time and have to be restrained.
I do. One of your manic
episodes.
There's stolen piano bars. I've been kicked out of there. Can I go up on stage and sing? And they don't like that.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Chrissy, I see why you're a fan, because you and I are very similar in some ways.
Yeah.
We may. So, yes.
The center of attention. Yeah, people know when we walk in a room.
Oh, you bet they do. You bet they do. And if they don't, God help them. God help them. Jesus Christ. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Chrissy, let's hear it for dental hygienists. Let's hear it for people who run.
Let's hear it.
Seriously, they do a good job. They get rid of all that tartar. I suspect when I leave, they've saved my tartar and sold it on eBay.
I would be selling it. I'd be making things out of it, creating maybe a necklace.
You know what I might do? I'm gonna send you my tartar and let's see what you make. Oh, come on. Tartar's not so, it's not something gross. It's just. It's,
the whole thing is disgusting.
You can dye it, maybe make it color.
Come on, Chrissy. I would love it if you made a Conan doll out of my tartar. And then we tried to sell it on the internet, and we said it was to raise money for a good charity. But then basically it was just so you and I could buy wine and watch the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy with Jimmy Cagney.
Oh, my favorite.
Chrissy, I love talking to you. You are really fun. You're a burst of goodwill, good energy. Keep listening to us. We'll be thinking of you out there on the jogging trail, frightening people as you laugh maniacally. And listen to the podcast.
Well, before I go, I do want to thank you. It was a very hard 3 years for me, and you guys had started this, and both my parents had passed away.
Oh, sorry.
And so I would go, run was my therapy, but I started putting you guys on, and I knew that on a Monday and then on a Thursday that things would just be better, and you guys helped me through a tough time, so I appreciate it greatly.
Chrissy, that's a real gift that you would tell us that, and I'm sorry you've had a tough, I'm sorry you've had a tough 3 years, but... You are a really good soul, and I think your next 3 years. I seriously think your next 3 years are going to be a lot better. I think good things are
coming
your way.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to come see you guys live. You have to do another live show.
All right. Well, let us know. You know what? We're gonna take this. I think I very much want to take this act on the road. So,
How big is that basement?
Yeah. Exactly. you let us know, because I'd like to say hi to you in person. So when we go on the road, we'll figure out a way. I want you to talk to our people after we're done recording this, and so that we have your info, because I'd love to say hi to you in person after a show. That would be really fun.
Right. I feel like you guys are my best friends, and I keep on thinking about the babies and how people are.
Nice.
I mean, it might be silly.
It's not silly. We are. You know what's nice? This is, for better and worse, this is who we are. So whatever you're picking up on is real. And, so that's really nice. And so it's nice to know we have a real friend out there listening. So thank you, Chrissy.
No, you do. Absolutely. I love you guys.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for all you do.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, she's so nice.
I love her.
She's better than you guys. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, she is. Well, yeah, she just
she
is.
She can hear this. She can hear this.
I mean, you know what? You're not
she's
wrong.
She's listening to the whole thing.
She's not wrong. I mean, I take a Chrissy over a Sona any day. She's got positive energy. She's not.
I do. I leave. Am I special?
Oh my God, she's still here.
Oh shit.
Oh, Chrissy, oh, what if we had gotten off and I had said, oh, Chrissy's insane. We're not airing that one. She's clearly.
Hi, I'll leave the room.
She knows. She just doesn't want to leave.
Chrissy! Chrissy!
Oh my God.
Leave breakout room. Leave meeting. I don't know where am I leaving. I'm leaving and then going. I don't know what I'm doing.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.